make us proud on the international stage, and my next guest is one such a person. You might know her as the Netball South Africa president, but she has just gotten herself a new title. Cecilia Molokwane joins us on Sports Talk. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, and good evening to all the listeners.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Unfortunately, I don't have as much time as I'd like, but we essentially having this conversation to celebrate you. Congratulations on being elected the African Netball President.
Thank you so much. It's so humbling.
And the International Netball Federation Director of Africa is also a position you hold. Now, when I look at those three, the Netball President, SA, the President of African Netball, and the International Netball Federation post, how do you juggle them all, or would you have to give up certain roles?
I don't have to give up anything. All of them is netball. Netball is a calendar that it works on. We all work on the international netball calendar, and we juggle around Africa, and then we juggle around our countries. So we've been working like that all the time. I was not the president of Africa, neither the IMF board member, but that's how we juggle around. South Africa is still the priority, still comes first, it's still my country, still my first country. We will see how to make sure that we improve netball in Africa, because we believe Africa is a sleeping giant that needs to be awakened.
And it is. I mean, we saw at the Netball World Cup this year that literally Africa really is a sleeping giant. To have two representatives in the semifinals on its own is more than enough.
It is, indeed. So we have to work together and to make sure that we tap into countries that have never played netball before. And we also look at the sponsors that come around, because if you need to do all these things, you need to have sponsors. Because we have African sponsors, we've got global sponsors. We need to look at that, and then to make sure that Africa is a continent to be reckoned with. Because already at IMF, we are the continent with more members. And if you look at all the continents in the world, Africa is the biggest continent.
But there's still a bit of a gap between Africa and the rest of the world, especially the part of the world where netball is professionalized. How do we get Africa there? And I'm pretty sure that's something you're looking at very in depth.
We should, because we need to have an African league, firstly. Remember, we first need to play. We first need to expose ourselves to the corporate world and to the sponsors to say, come, we are here. Because what makes netball work in Australia, New Zealand, and Australia is the sponsors they have and the media coverage they have that side. So we need to work on that also, because nobody knew about Africa netball until now. That now they are in Cape Town and we're giving them as Netball South Africa the whole, you know, exposure of saying, this is what we do in Netball South Africa. Can we do it that in Africa?
Now, Cecilia Molokwane, how do we get the average person at home to get involved and excited about netball?
Look, netball is played everywhere. At school, you know what dominated where you were at school. It was football and netball. So we must start working well with schools, as we have done with Netball South Africa. That's why it's working for us. And we go down to municipalities. I think it's time that we also have a meeting with SALGA as Netball South Africa to say, we want to reach each and every municipality in this country. We want to reach each and every ward in this country to say, a girl must play, you know, netball. If it means I must sign a contract with Gilbert, that is overseas, or Puma, or any other brand, to say we must give a girl child a ball to start playing netball. Let it be. We will market netball, and netball will be known. Come 2023, everybody's lips will be netball.
I mean, you say, Cecilia Molokwane, just before I let you go, the fact that it's either football or netball, and netball has always been the common in Model C schools. It was either rugby or netball. In the township schools or the rest of the schools was netball or football, but netball has always been the common denominator. So surely there shouldn't be too much for us to do to actually get it to that level.
There shouldn't be, but I think we didn't have correct plans and strategies in place. So now that we've got plans and strategies in place, I don't think it will be a hassle anymore.
Cecilia Molokwane, thank you so much for your time on the show tonight. And once again, congratulations for being elected
thank
the African
so
Netball
much.
President. Such a humbling experience to have somebody represent us so well on the continent and internationally.
Thank you so much.
That is the president of Netball South Africa. Not only that, the president of Netball Africa. Not only that, the director of Africa for International Netball Federation, Cecilia Molokwane. It's 3 minutes to 8.